backs and he chopped the tree clean down with his forward swing.
In the 1950s, the Walt Disney Company created a Paul Bunyan cartoon with the stereotypical lumberman that most of us remember as children, now used to advertise everything from a shopping mall in Bemidji, Minnesota, to a cooking shanty restaurant in Woodruff. It's not an image author Michael Edmonds likes to think about.
That cartoon and that music always makes me wince.
Edmonds has gone on a search for the real Paul Bunyan legend, examining archival material to uncover the first tall tales told by pioneering men around camp stoves in the ancient pinery.
The roots of Paul Bunyan actually go back in the 1880s up north in Wisconsin, around Tomahawk, after the winter of 85-86.
The story of how a folklore icon got transformed into a cartoon involves a cast of colorful characters, including Eugene Shepherd of Rhinelander, who was in those Tomahawk camps in the 1880s and claimed to have created Paul Bunyan.
Most people in the Rhinelander area, when interviewed during the Depression, said, oh yeah, Gene Shepherd made those stories up. I can remember Gene telling them in logging camps for decades. And he was telling these stories, telling them really, really well.
Shepherd's Paul Bunyan tales included the mythical Northwoods beast, the Hodag, which is now the mascot for Rhinelander High School.
Sort of like a pig with alligator teeth and horns up and down its spine, and it loved to eat lumberjacks.
Shepherd's tall tales turned into outright deception when he claimed to have captured an actual living Hodag.
He exhibited it in 1896 at the county fair, and he charged people admission to come see it. And what it was a bit of taxidermy that was moved with wires and pulleys. The press picked it up. It went all over the nation that a Hodag had been caught.
Shepherd never wrote down his Paul Bunyan tales, and the oral traditions were instead first popularized by a marketer for a Minneapolis lumber company in order to sell wood products.
Here's the guy who made up the name Babe for the Blue Ox and almost all the other characters' names that you might remember from childhood and that would be in that Disney cartoon. He was writing them to sell lumber with.
But if a lumber company turned Paul Bunyan into a capitalist, others tried to turn him into a communist.
At the height of the Great Depression, Bunyan was picked up by the communist magazine New Masses as an example of the heroic proletarian worker who had built America.
And the historical revisionism continued.
Just this year, a new children's book is out called Paula Bunyan, in which a female Bunyan is a very ecologically correct lumberjack lady, and she goes out restoring forests.
Edmonds laments that over the past 130 years, the original Paul Bunyan of those Tomahawk lumber camps has been lost.
It seems to me that the same thing happened to Native American warriors on the plains and those feathered headdresses, that they just got totally co-opted. Mystic warriors who were engaged in sacred quests turned into cigar store Indians.
Michael Edmonds' book, Out of the North Woods, The Many Lives of Paul Bunyan, is published by the Wisconsin Historical Society Press. I'm Glenn Moberg for Wisconsin Public Radio News.